afternoon. This is the time and place publicly noticed for Main Gate District Design Review Committee. Today is Thursday, May 10th, 2018, and it's approximately 6:31 p.m. Our meeting tonight will be held at the Ward 6 office, the West Room. And I'd like to begin with a roll call. Noah Sensabaugh.
Here.
Matt Williams.
Here.
Jay McCollum.
Here.
Rick Gonzalez.
Here.
Thomas Warren. Absent. Robert Smith. Absent. We have a quorum. Okay. Item number two is approval of the legal action report from October 3rd, 2017. This was the last hearing that we held on the Hub 3 case. We've been on hiatus in between. Johnny's an alternate.
Yeah, I realized that after.
First order, approval of the legal action report, October 3rd, 2017.
I move approval.
So moved. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I abstain.
Three approved, one abstention for the legal action report.
Thank you, Rick. With that, we move on to item number three, Main Gate Case 17-02, the Hub 3. In October of 2017, we reviewed this case and addressed several design considerations that were brought forth through the public comment period and also through the design review committee. Before that, we held an additional, the first hearing, which was kind of an introductory on the project itself. The design review committee suggested that there were 9 different items that needed to be addressed by the architect and the consultant team. They were, at that meeting, it was conditionally approved, subject to the items being updated in the second meeting in October. Since that time, they have moved forward with their design package and moved forward with the development package. Last month, we heard from the consultant there were some minor design changes that were requested due to the refinement of the design. Ultimately, the interim director, Scott Clark, made a decision that the items were not necessarily all minor in nature, and felt that they needed to come back before the design review committee to present the case and discuss each one of the items. Rory Juneman is here today to walk through each one of them with us. They've also brought their architectural team and their engineering team to discuss some of the items associated with the frontage along Speedway. Throughout our next few minutes, we will address each one in numeral order and then receive feedback from you. With that, I'd like to turn the hearing over to to Ms. Lee if she has anything else to discuss. Otherwise, we can proceed on with Rory's outline and each one of the items.
Yeah, I don't have anything at this time.
Thank you, Kelly. Right. Rory?
Yeah. For the record, Rory Juneman, 5983 East Grant Road, with Lazarus and Bangs, representing 4 spaces. On their project at 830 East Speedway in the Main Gate Overlay District. With me tonight from CORE is Eric Grimm and Dan Floberg. James Gwinner is with me from Antunovich Architects, and John Grenier and Jason Morse from Grenier Engineering. They're available to answer questions. They may chime in on some of the more technical aspects that they probably don't want me to answer. As Carolyn said back on October 2017, you all approved our design package for the Hub 3. I guess it's formerly the Hub at Tucson 3. We'll call it Hub 3. Since that time, they've gone through the development package process, have gotten that approved, and they're currently in the reviews for their construction drawings, their building plans, in order to make sure that our design is reconciled or matches those building plans. We identified a group of changes that had happened. There's 17 items here. That a couple of them have two changes in there. So there's about 20 or 19 changes total. We're going to go through them. I've kind of reorganized our presentation to really focus on changes per side and per street frontage. So we'll start on the east side, the Tyndall frontage, talk about the changes that occurred on the building facade, and then on the street frontage on the east side, then move to the north along Speedway, to the west along the alley. There's a few changes on the roof that we'll talk about as well. And then I did hand out this list in case you want to keep score, keep track. It might make it a little bit easier as we go through it. All right, let's start on the east side. This is east side of the building facing Tyndall. This is where our, if you remember from original presentations or our people, that's the garage entry. These are the townhouse units. Our residential entries are on the corner of Tyndall and Speedway. This is our original elevation, which you all approved back in October, and this is our change. I think you're going to see that throughout all of these slides, the overall look, feel, materials, the windows, none of that has changed. It's all in the same place as it was when it was approved. Really, our changes are more specific to, I think they're smaller items that are kind of specific changes based on whether it was shuffling of the interior space that caused an exterior change. Some of these are design improvements, or we feel are design improvements, but I think overall they're pretty minor. I'll run through on this two-dimensional elevation. I'll run through all the changes on this side, and then we've got our renderings that are three-dimensional that we'll walk through, and then I think that helps explain some of the changes. Then after that, I'll go through the street front of the changes. So starting right in this area, this is the water meter area. And we actually really didn't talk a lot about that in the original meetings. But originally, this is designed as kind of a metal mesh enclosure. And there's also, which you'll see in a minute, originally designed, there was a space behind the water meters, about 5 feet between that and the townhouse unit. And both those things, from the architect's point of view, and I did correctly, weren't really great from a design standpoint. The 5 foot gap in behind the water meter was really wasted space and potentially could be dangerous for somebody to hide. So they've eliminated that. They've moved the townhouse unit forward towards the water meter, and then they changed the enclosure to include some of the porcelain tile that has a ceramic finish on the top and the side and the part of the front face of the water meter, just to make it look nicer. It's right there on the street frontage, so having it be an all-metal enclosure, this is a better design for that. There's still metal gates, or a metal grated gate in the front, so they can open up as necessary. Moving over, our original design didn't have these two columns. When they got into the engineering, they determined that they had to have these columns for support. So this is really a necessary change based on engineering. The materials that they're using those columns are the same as we've got on the rest of the building with the gray tile finish. And there's, like I said, there's just two columns. The other change on this side at the street level is at the entranceway. Originally, our entrance door was facing Speedway to the north, and this is an entry nook. And so our original door was on this side. We've changed it to face Tyndall based on the internal internal flow of the space. This will just flow better. There's a room now that we've put here, a leasing office, and so we just essentially in that nook just switched the door to the other side of the nook. On the roof level, this is the pool area. So if you remember, our pool, and I'll show this in a little bit, our pool is at the very center of the complex. It's not on any of the edges of the complex. So the changes that you'll see at the top are really in the center of the building. Our change at the pool deck to the exterior is mainly we've replaced a glass, glass railing fence with just essentially a parapet wall. It's made out of the same materials that the other elements of the building are. Mainly done just for safety reasons, not to have glass up on the roof. And then we'll blend the walls around the edges with the materials in that area in the building. So move on to some of the renderings. This was the design that was approved. Move on to the design with the changes. Again, the water meter area, we added the tile elements and put in the two new columns, and then you'll see the door now is facing Tyndall to the east instead of Speedway to the north, but it's still located in the same general area. And if you have if you have questions, please ask.
Can you kind of flip back and forth a few times?
Yeah, sure. So that was the original. And then that's the change.
So the columns are necessary. Like, is that overhang larger than they thought originally? I mean, it seems like that's like an easily engineerable element. I just like those columns kind of come down and wreck that whole line along there, that whole kind of element of the, you know, the recessed townhomes and just that, mm-hmm. that sort of distinct area. And it just kind of brings it out. They don't even line up with anything, according to these drawings. They don't really line up with the vertical pieces above them in any way. They're just sort of.
Yeah.
Well, they do on the, I think on the left, the column on the right. I see your point. It's really just how there's a lot of adjustments that had to be made as we were working through the structural grid of the building, and that those end up being necessary to handle the cantilever on that side. So.
I'm at a loss as to why engineers can't figure out how to do a 12-foot cantilever with a several hundred foot building behind it. It seems like you have plenty of strength and mass and room and that height to get what you need in there.
I think the building, it's not several hundred feet. How wide are, remember these is a series of five or six buildings, separate buildings. They're not, it doesn't, like this side is only two units deep, right?
Correct, yeah.
So how much is that?
The depth of the building?
Yeah, the depth of that area where the...
That grid?
Yeah. John, is it about 30 feet?
Correct, right. So you have to thread the needle on these things, so the floor plan, and we've got to... steps down to these townhomes, it's that same feel that you've got in the other two hub buildings. And you've got the townhouses there, and there's a grid, so it's just laid out. Yes, like the front corner, the northeast corner of the building, we have this great cantilever to express that. It can be done. It's the layout that needed to happen.
And I think, I mean, to your point, this is the segment of the overhang in the building. I mean, I guess it's on a podium, right? But the overhang isn't that wide. So,
is there what else can you do then besides having these concrete columns coming out there? Is there something to make this more discreet that these aren't going to go away? Like something that just helps with that pedestrian level to kind of keep that same feel. I mean, that is part of what.
Can you go back to the original rendering that was approved?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That one?
Yeah, because I think the streetscape there, I mean, one of the things that's really important is that really what you see is the first level, and that's the pedestrian walkway, and that's the pretty part. I think when you move to the other, and maybe it's the rendering itself, and maybe it's the fact that those columns are white.
Well, they're sitting back from the pedestrian walkway. They're actually landing at the terrace that's right off the townhome frontage.
I guess I'm having a really hard time thinking that this is an engineering feat that can't be figured out. It's not that big of a cantilever. There's quite a bit of building behind it.
Well, I think you need to look at the floor plan in conjunction with this. That's really about looking at that to understand the whole scheme of the podium. Spent a lot of energy making this podium work, and make it the most efficient location where the supports are.
So are those supports now going to be running underneath like a horizontal element there, or is that basically the original slab floor coming through?
Or do you have a plan view of the ground floor level?
I've got the development package. Is that that's the ground floor, right?
But just for the public record, if John, could you please introduce yourself, your name?
John Grenier, Grenier Engineering.
And you're the structural engineer?
Correct.
Thank you.
I'm the civil and structural engineering. And the structural engineer record.
Thank you.
Is this what you, is that help or?
You're welcome to come up.
You're getting beyond my technical abilities with the presentation. What are you trying to?
Well, I'm trying to pinpoint these columns that everybody's getting excited about.
Okay. Yeah, they're right.
So we have a grid of columns that go down the building here, and then we're able to pull this one back and make this cantilever work. And yeah, you can make cantilevers work if you spend a whole lot of money, but this is the most efficient way to support that podium slab. These two columns are nothing different than what you're seeing here. And you've got them through there, and they've always been.
Is the entire column structural, or is there a smaller element within?
No, those are structural columns, and it's a really challenging design because I've got a 5-foot grade change from here to that corner there, so I'm just shy of 19-foot column heights, which is almost double a normal. So it really puts a lot of cost into the design of the shoring to support that slab, the column design. So it was a tough little design there. So go back to these renders. We're picking on these two columns, but it's a rhythm of the whole building.
But
that's why the columns are exposed. That's
the reason why. It's not because the other columns are integral to other wall structures that are already in place. Those are exposed now where there wasn't one in the original design, which was more aesthetically pleasing.
And I think you hit the nail on the head with what you said, which was this is the least expensive way to solve this problem. And part of
I don't know that there's a this is a cheap way to do it.
It's the proper engineering solution.
Yeah, I mean you're balancing the structural integrity of the building with the design, which is important. But maybe there's some things in with those columns that might improve the look of them. I mean, we got to have the columns. That's a structural element of the building. Is there something else, Eric? You want to say something?
Eric Core Spaces. I think what's also important to remember is when we went through our whole process, the three meetings. That's prior to any structural engineering input. Obviously, our architecture team has backgrounds and know 30-foot grid, but really our engineering starts to take place once we get our approval. That's when we start spending money also, you know, 12-foot cantilever, it's not a 12-foot balcony cantilever. Everyone's got to remember it's holding all the building above that. That building does not step up, step back. I think that's important to point out. And I think to Jane's point, they do stick out a little bit. Maybe we do change the color, maybe clad it in the tile. I thought that that kind of framed out the tunnels a little bit, but, you know, it's we start the engineering after the design review process and stuff. I think you'll see that most of the stuff that we go through tonight is
I think they'd be a lot less visible if we clad them in the same porcelain tile we were using on the townhome faces. It wouldn't pop as much.
John, do they have to be at that plane where they're at?
Right.
Can they just go back?
Well, that plane, just to the west of those is a 4-foot depression where you walk down to get to the townhome. So that creates that same feel that we have in the whole streetscape along to the south.
But they need to be at this
location.
Can they be pushed back at all?
Can they be pushed back?
Well, I mean, we're matching stuff we're doing on the south end, and those are really strategic because of the parking garage below and the entry, and there's a lot of moving parts in that southeast corner there, and those columns are there. I mean, go back to that front elevation. I mean, it's not just these two columns, though.
The south end or the north end?
South end.
So, like by the
on either side of the
like
garage,
on the other side of
the yeah. You go back to that front elevation
walls somehow
right there.
Yeah.
So you've got
there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now
and
there's
that's
hidden in behind there because yeah. The lobby. You don't have that walkway yeah. Challenged with.
So there's one here and one here, basically, right by the entryway and one where the townhouse ends. Right?
Mm-hmm. So, James, you mentioned doing a different tile on those.
Well, I think if we kept it at the same, it's the same material, it would look a lot less visible. And what is popping out now, if you flat them, you know, wrap them in the same porcelain tile, I don't think it would be such a visible element.
So you're saying use the metal finish porcelain tile on
correct.
The columns.
I think when we're seeing this rendering, it's kind of highlighting those two, but as John points out, you know, you see these royalties, it might look awkward if you just have the two. And it would look awkward if you clad the ones over by the garage with the tile.
Right, but the ones over by the garage are seeming in, you know, they are part of like that wall entrance, and so they don't stand out like these two, you know, individual columns. So I think that there's some validity to trying to figure out a way to obscure them so they don't look like they are like, you know. Honestly, what they remind me of is on Hub 1 where you guys ended up adding columns on some of those balconies up above that were not in the original plan. It's like, ugh. And those things are round. They're kind of hideous. Mm-hmm. These aren't round, but there are just sort of these new elements that pop out in a space that was like just open and seemed a little bit less obstructed. So coming up with a plan to obscure them, I think, is should be something we can resolve. Is the tile, is the tile like that crazy of a thing to add to it, if that's what it is, or if there's a paint, or like we can come up with maybe even an infield solution that, you know, we can try. I want to have something, I would think. Maybe they go in and it's like, oh, these actually look like normal here when it's done. I don't know, but I would like there to be an actual, like, you know, at least an actual field element, field review of those, you know, to see when it actually happens, and with the contingency that we might clad them with tile or paint them or something.
I mean, right now I think they are clad with a tile, so the changing the tile on them
so that's actually
would physically be possible. I don't know that
those are
cast.
But are they wrapped in tile? I don't know.
I just my personal thought is when you try and hide something with something, it's defeating some of the point of architecture. These columns serve a purpose. They're holding up the base of the building. You can try and hide it.
But these are, these are an afterthought of architecture. I mean, it's really what it comes down to. These weren't an original.
Right,
like,
you're
trying
to hide a structural column then when it's serving a purpose. I'm saying that in the general sense of architecture.
Or make it blend into, the area that it was originally designed to be.
Listen, I'm just giving my personal preference. Obviously, I'll do whatever makes you guys happy. I'm just saying sometimes when you try and hide something, it then looks like a mistake.
That's why I'm also offering field review so we can see when it's in that space.
When you say field review, you mean approve it with maybe a condition that says once it's built, we relook at maybe how to how it looks. I mean, the column's going to be there. It's a cast in play, a cast concrete.
Right.
So maybe there's something that once it's built, we can look at ideas on how to improve it.
So
is that sort of what
I've got a question about that. Like, the column's going to, so the columns are non-negotiable,
mm-hmm.
even though it's brought to us to review, because you said it's going to be there. I'm just curious about how. Like, why are we here that it's going to be there regardless?
Well, I guess my question is, so the ability for the building to stand up, to me that seems like it's more important than the design, which the design is important, but to me the structural safety and the structural integrity of the building kind of is paramount, right? Is that incorrect?
You know, we're a aesthetic review board. We're not
sure,
a structural.
Sure, but don't you take into consideration?
So
I mean, you're in the construction business. Don't you take these things
into
consideration?
That's why I'm sort of baffled by a bunch of statements. So that's why I'm asking for clarification.
Okay.
Because this is what I do.
So as we move forward on this one, because of the conversation, I think we need to have a motion for each one of the items. And if you have a suggestion on how to proceed or recommendation or a strong yes or no, well, please put that into whatever motion you're making at this point. So just to keep the conversation moving, if this is a concern that you're willing to either table until later on in the hearing, we can come back to it or make a recommendation on how the design review committee opts to address this issue. Because we are here to discuss design, structural and the engineering and architecture is a large aspect of it, but your purview is the design of the structure. And if you feel that these need to be addressed further, then that is absolutely in your purview.
And I'm not, look, the design, I'm not saying the design isn't important, but, and I like, Matt, I mean, your idea of looking for options maybe once we get there, but at the same time, the structural integrity of the building is.
So in field review, I mean it's how to treat that element there. So it's a cast concrete thing. If it's cladding in tile, if there's some other element on the building that makes more sense. Maybe there's some because it's in front there, it's coming near these planters. There's some. Like metal grid that gets constructed around that, like as a trellising type thing. I'm not sure, but that's why I'm offering that as a possibility. But I also want to make sure that whatever the contingency is, it's going to, the field review will determine it. We're not getting rid of the columns at that point, but what are we going to do to obscure them if they stand out in a way that doesn't just make it look like it's a great part of the architecture?
Sure. And when you say field review, I guess you're saying once it's in place and we can look at it as it's in place, or
I'm just throwing that out there as a concept. I mean,
yeah.
If we have to solidify something here and hard today, then that's what we'll have to do. But I'm trying to figure out a way to be flexible.
Sure.
As a hypothesis.
No, I appreciate it.
It's not
open.
We do a field review, but it's more about whether it complies with the approved design. So this would. We would be out there. We wouldn't be exactly doing what you're asking.
So then we need to come up with a hard design.
We'd have to stipulate that. But if there's a way, basically what you want to do is diminish the appearance of this in terms of the whole building, right? That's what you're both asking.
That's what I'm saying. If the columns have to remain, then what can we do to make them
disappear?
Yeah, make them less obvious.
Maybe you're thinking they don't need to disappear, and so I want to hear what that means, because I think this is nice and clean, and that was what we approved, and I think this is now kind of not as appealing from a pedestrian standard by my estimation. That's just...
I was more of a general architecture sense. If you're sometimes when you try and intentionally hide something as apparent as this is a structural column holding up overhang, it could look like a mistake. It might not. We can try and hide it. And I'm completely open to what you guys want to do. I would say it's my preference to hopefully have resolution here tonight, to have things lingering out there at a later date and just have it unknown. Has impacts on me and how we move forward with the building. I'm not saying it can't be done, but again, it's as much as we can get resolved here. Because if we do want to do something and everyone's happy with that, we might prep that column differently. Mm-hmm. There's...
Well, maybe it begins to look like the background behind it. Use the same material or coloration for that. That might be as simple as that.
That's what James, I think, was suggesting, that we use the iron. It's porcelain tile, but it's got a kind of an oxidized finish to it.
I think I would concur with that as a way to try to diminish the cost.
So with this item, I'm wondering if you could make the term you use plan to obscure the columns. And they could come back to us with renderings that we could go through kind of an email review in case we see further items in the future here that need to be heard again. But that way they can go back and kind of think about their design a little more and see if the porcelain would work or perhaps another type of material on those. So that would be a plan to obscure the columns.
Okay.
Would you, that's your decision.
And if they want to come back, How about can we like move through some more of the stuff?
Yeah, sure.
We get.
Okay.
I don't want to sit on these.
We can do that
right now. There's plenty of other things to look at. It just happens to be the first one.
Yeah.
So let's look at the rest of the stuff maybe and
sure.
Move through and then we'll come back. I don't.
Okay.
If we need to make a motion on the whole thing or individually, we can still do that.
In the interest of time, I'm willing to say I'm okay with 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, and 17, and I don't know about the rest of the people, but then we can just skip all
the
documents.
Sure. I don't know these by...
Mr. Sensabaro, we need to go through the presentation.
And then if we don't have any issues that come up with any of those, then we'll...
Yeah.
Then they're not... There's certain
we can come back and save the ones that we need more discussion on. Sure.
So right now...
All right.
N.
All right. So...
has a flag on it.
As far as the water meter enclosure, any questions about that? Okay. All right. On the first, this is the streetscape of Tyndall. Just to illustrate, this was original landscape design. This is the gap that I was talking about that we were eliminating between the townhouse unit and the water meter. This is now the new design. So that gap was here, and now it's been eliminated. The other changes on the streetscape are, I think, relatively superficial. We added some pavers in the entrance in between our planter boxes. The planter boxes haven't changed. They're the same trees, the same location of the planter boxes.
Do these have numbers or letters or anything you can reference?
H. It's H is the change that we made to the planter boxes. We just shifted the location 6 inches towards the street.
I'm a letter at 7H.
7H?
7H.
7H. 2 paragraphs, and it's actually comment 7.
It's A. No, I think it's H.
So with the planters, we moved them out just towards, there was a 6-inch gap between the planters and the front
to the back of the curb, and we just eliminated that gap and moved the planter out 6 inches toward the street. And then we also switched around some of the bike rack locations as well. All right, the north. Any questions about the streetscape changes?
Jason, do you have anything you wanted to say about those?
No. We talked about the bicycle parks being added on Tyndall. It made sense that they'd be located outside. It's easier to access for pedestrians to access them out there rather than inside the building. So it kind of makes sense.
Thank you.
All right, this is the north side of the building facing Speedway. This was our original design. It was approved. And this is the changes. So I'll kind of move east to west on this.
Can you go back really quick?
Yeah, sure.
I was looking down.
Yeah, sure. So that was the original design. And before I switch to the changes, note that one of the changes is these vertical lines. In this area is a corrugated panel. And these lines, these dark lines between, are reveals, so gaps in between those. That's one of the things we did, is just remove those gaps. There's a lot of vertical stuff going on in there. And so that's one of the changes. And then and this will show up better on the renderings, the location of the canopies. That's another thing that we changed. The canopies and the shade was a big issue at our last meeting. We haven't changed the size of those canopies. They're still the same. All we did is shift them to really kind of integrate with the other things on the building. And again, in the renderings, that shows up a little bit better. The two signs that we have above our retail space originally had a glass backing to them. It's just a frame. We're requesting to remove those. Our concern is we have no idea who the tenants are going to be, what their signage is going to look like, how they kind of want that. So the glass backing, we thought, was probably not a good idea to have, and we want to eliminate that. The signage will be still in the same place, and that will be determined once we get tenants.
So you're going to have a sign criteria?
For the building? Do we have sign criteria?
Historic district at all?
We would meet the code requirements for the underlying code requirements. There's not a sign requirement in the main gate, so we would have to meet the underlying, the updated sign code.
I think, Jim, we typically will outline the extent of what we think is allowed, then they'll give us their sign package. We would review it and then make them go through the formal permitting process after we okay it. I'm happy to the extent, you know,
the other two changes on the on this north side are in front of the transformer enclosure. We've widened that planter box area just to give the plants better opportunity to grow and thrive. And then on the edge here, we've put in a retaining wall and some safety railings. When the original design was done, we had gotten our engineers on board. So there's about a 1.5-2 foot drop in this area. So in order to maintain the ADA requirements for the sidewalk and keep everything level, we had to do about a 1.5-foot drop off on the edge there.
So does that mean to get into those spaces, you have to come down to that end, and it's a ramp?
I'll show you in a second how it looks. I think it may be better. Let me run through the renderings, and we'll get there. It's a good question. So this is the approved design. Again, you'll see the reveals, these vertical reveals, and then notice the location of the canopy there. So for our requested change, we're just essentially eliminating the gaps in that corrugated paneling, and then we've moved this canopy. It haven't shrunk it, but we've just moved it over to the side so it aligns more with this architectural element on the corner.
it sort of interfered with this area here before, and it's just really more of a design aesthetic change to align with that prominent architecture feature on the corner. The other canopies were moved just a few feet to align them with the columns in these areas and just get them more in alignment. But really, there's hardly any change. The renderings, you can't see really any change in these. But this one we did move over. Again, the canopies are the same size. Any questions about those two changes? This is the approved design. See, the canopies just hardly move. There is a little bit of additional commercial space here, a few feet that was moved over just to align it with the support columns in that area. And then it's also in the other retail areas behind. Right. We'll get to the edge and just... One of my slides went away. Okay, this is the edge... the northwest corner edge where it was. This was the originally approved rendering, and we've changed it here. So you'll see the retaining wall and the railing that comes out. And what it does is it directs the traffic out more towards the pedestrian area. This wasn't the reason we did it, but I think it has a good unintended consequence that before, if this drop-off wasn't there, we didn't have this railing here, you might have pedestrians that come out by the transformer area into the alley and maybe want to take or encouraged to take the alley. This way it directs them out towards the street and more towards the sidewalk, and I think it's probably a safer condition overall. Again, that's not why we did it. It was more for the grade, but I think it does have that good result.
Is that like a rail?
It's like a safety railing. It is a safety railing, not like.
I think I started with the light.
All right, so let me go back into, this is the streetscape that was approved. We haven't changed the number of planters, the number of trees is still the same. What we did do, though, is realign these to sort of match the contour of the bus pullout. For a couple reasons we did this. One, it just sort of flows with that shape of the bus pullout. Two, it gives a little bit more space in between the building and the planters, I think, where it's needed closer to the building. It does pinch down here, but this is still 10 feet of space, so it's still pretty wide sidewalk through this retail area, and then it expands out over here. We also did the pavers and the entrance of the retail area as well. And then you'll see the planter box here was extended about 8 inches, make it a little bit wider to help the planters go. And that's all our streetscape changes on Speedway. Okay.
So did Johnny send any comments on the west elevation?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that before we started, but he did email me about 5 o'clock today with a couple of comments, and they're all regarding the west elevation, so I don't know if you would like me to read them now or after Rory explains all the changes. I don't know what would be best.
Okay. Well, we were sort of at the west, so I thought...
Yeah.
Why don't you let me...
Finish?
Well, not finish, but I'll explain these, and then they might make more sense.
Did he have any input on that front thing that we were just talking about?
No.
Okay.
Just on the west.
On the columns.
Edge.
All right, so this is
No, not the columns. I'm talking about the elevation drop and the grate.
Oh.
That leads to the sidewalk. Did he have a comment on that?
Yes, so he says item O, which I'm not sure what that correlates with.
It's the retaining wall with the hand railing. Okay. Yeah.
So retaining wall with railing for elevation change does not appear on the updated floor plan. As proposed in the renderings, it is unsightly and unresponsive to the west property as well as the pedestrians. This is the first project along the Speedway frontage. It should set an example to be a pedestrian-friendly and a good neighbor. Perhaps there is a more aesthetically pleasing way of resolving the grading issue through the use of a planter or series of planters in lieu of the wall and rail.
Would you like her to read that again?
Okay. Are there any thoughts on that from the design team? Like if there's anything you guys would do differently there with that comment in play?
Could you please read
that? Yeah. So retaining wall with railing for elevation change does not appear on the updated floor plan. As proposed in the rendering, it is unsightly and unresponsive to the west property as well as the pedestrians. This is the first project along the speedway frontage, and it should set an example to be pedestrian-friendly and a good neighbor. Perhaps there is a more aesthetically pleasing way of resolving the grading issue through the use of a planter or a series of planters in lieu of the wall and the rail.
Well, one point I would make, it's 18 inches. It's not. I don't think it's really going to read as a wall. It's once we hit a certain point though with the sidewalk, we do need to have some sort of a railing on it as a backstop and to sort of finish off where the bikes are located. But I mean, just I know you can't really zoom in, but I don't think it really reads as a full wall. Something that's a foot.
You're
and a half
saying tall. The retaining area is.
Yeah.
Is 18 inches, but there's still railing there. That's
yeah. Kind
of, yeah. I think the point being with the retaining there, you need some kind of protection above it, right? So if you start to view a planter that's full, like that starts to look like a wall, the railing was there for protection, is required for that drop off. You know?
Well, but if you had the retaining wall were basically set back the width of a planter. And you had like you know, basically a planting element there. You push your retaining wall element back and have it basically obscured by a planter. I guess what I'm reading from what Johnny's saying. And now that I can see this up front, like up close, it's.
And it may be the way we're looking at it. Well, that I don't mind. I feel like it obscures pedestrian. Traffic, and maybe it's just the angle at which this is. I printed mine big so I could actually see them.
Well, it does direct the pedestrian traffic, but it directs it more away from the alley so that people are not turning it or walking directly at the corner where you know, there's potential for traffic coming out from the south.
Yeah, instead of coming out, pedestrians coming out here, it does funnel them towards the sidewalk over here. I think what Johnny is saying is somehow maybe whether it's turning the planter this way or dressing that up a little bit so it looks better from here.
I think it's important to understand that this is a situation that existed today. If you think about it, the sidewalk from Speedway is sloping up towards the buildings and that alley grade is diving down quick. That this 18-inch step exists today. There's an existing wall and railing there today. And we did our best to match that to not change the grades in the alley, which would have an adverse impact on the residents to the west.
And I don't hear you saying that there's an issue with the concept of the wall, the retaining wall, and the blocking it off. I mean, maybe you want to make sure it doesn't restrict pedestrian traffic too much, but
well, I just think that's the point of.
But the sidewalk like curves out here. Like it's
yeah,
right.
I just
so
can't
like, it's like steers people.
Yeah. I don't
I'm just wondering about so I'm looking at the you know, across the alley at the neighboring property and they've got, you know, this I don't know how accurate this you know this is, but basically there's you know, just a grade level, you know, planting area. And it's almost like just pushing that back and doing something like with, you know, like rocks and low plants or something, so it just pushes that back and creates like a plantable space without having like an actual steel planter or something. It pushes that rail back a little bit. It still serves the same purpose. You have your rail, you have your retaining wall, but it gives like a little softening of that line that
we need to have.
I think the rails require
so people can't
yeah,
fall
I'm not saying,
off.
Like, I'm not saying get rid of the rail. Just move the rail and the retaining wall back whatever the distance you decide to have for like a planting space.
And I'll be honest, I thought that railing was a good idea. I just saw that as a skateboard haven and wanted to prevent that.
I don't think anybody here has said to get rid of the railing.
Yeah, that what the suggestions are, what can you do to soften this in here through maybe a planter element? That's what I'm hearing Johnny say. Is that possible that we could wrap that around or do something? I mean, it seems...
I'm talking about just doing a wider planter in lieu of the railing?
No. The railing's there. The railing is there.
The planter was wide enough, you wouldn't need it, maybe.
Well, that could work, too.
If what?
If the planter was wide enough, you wouldn't need it.
Terrace planter, there's lots of options.
Okay. So, that's my
how thoughts. Far north of the transformer corner does this railing extend?
It goes to essentially where the speedway side pedestrian intended sidewalk crosses that out. Yeah, basically.
So that is just
the sidewalks north of that planter right there at that point?
Correct.
Even this planter here seems to block this
flow. Could you use a small planter there and shove the bike spaces to the east?
Or maybe curve this planter around into this area to block that off?
I was thinking that we would make that like an L.
An L-shaped planter?
Yeah, an L-shaped planter.
Yeah.
And have it wrap.
There's bike parking in there?
There is. There's enough room to put, say, a 3-foot wide planter. We can shove bike spaces 3 foot at least.
Was there any issue with the utility there? The corner?
No, that all
no the access is off the alley.
I like the idea of the ocean bike.
So in the front, there's
a place with planters and some great.
Does that sound acceptable to make the planter the L shape? Would we be taking, what would we do with this planter? Because we'd have to figure that out. Because there's a tree in that planter, but I don't know if the tree.
We may have to adjust the location of that, of the furthest one
that
there.
That planter already looks like it's not shown in the rendering here. I'm wondering if that is like that would impede your ability to have the traffic flow out around the element you already have designed.
Yeah.
That on the rendering that planter is obviously east of what you have drawn in plan here. Mm-hmm.
There's also an easement there. I believe that it's TEP's easement in that corner.
Is that part of?
There's an easement there from TEP.
There's nothing there. Well, fix that.
I think if you look at it in rendering, you'll see that planter that you show, the westmost planter you show, is not shown in the rendering.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. So if that planter is there, that changes your ability to make this flowing, directional change on the sidewalk that you're talking about.
And maybe you take care of two problems where the planter runs more this way. And then you open it up on this side, and you've still got the tree there, and you're still able to you accomplish what Johnny and you guys are talking about is softening it on this side, but then creating that more of a flow path here.
Cool. I like that idea. Cool.
So we have a thought that seems to be acceptable. I want to make sure we capture it. I think we probably got it.
Okay.
All right. Is that,
so we're talking
Eric,
about
is that
swinging that last planter and making
it
more of an L?
It doesn't even show on the rendering we have.
Right.
That's what's confusing.
Yeah.
So it'll soften up that west elevation and also open up pedestrian traffic.
And it will put it in your space for your bikes as well.
You have too many planters on the corner
space for your bikes.
Right. Yeah. In that last planter.
Was a position of the horses and
exactly.
Are we talking about basically rotating that last planner 90 degrees to basically tie into the transformer room planner?
I think so, yeah.
It's this reading here.
That's a great idea.
Does that work, you think?
I think we'll make that work.
That makes sense.
All right, is everyone comfortable with that? Can we move on to the next item?
Just so you know, the other comment that Johnny had made via email was regarding the service door.
Okay.
Added.
We'll talk about that. That's next. Good segue, I think. Okay, so this is the west side frontage just faces the alley. And one thing I do want to note is we talked about the trash enclosure. We have a fully enclosed trash compactor that will roll out the trash on the pickup days. We talked about it being here. This is on us, our bad. We didn't show it on this drawing. So that's one of the things we've added with the change submission. So this is the changes we're requesting. On all of these, the roof changes are the same as the pool enclosure, which is in the middle of the building. At the ground floor, we've just talked about the railing. And on that, are we getting rid of the railing, or does that doesn't seem to be an issue?
No,
it's really just wrapping
it
on. So at the transformer enclosure, one of the comments we got back from TEP is that they require us, there's two pieces of equipment in that transformer location. It's the transformer and then what was the other thing?
The switch gear.
And so they are requiring us to have a 10-foot gate for each piece of equipment.
Wow.
And so that is the sole reason why we have put the second gate in and eliminated the, or changed the material, extended this gate material to the south and taken away some of the tile material.
But it's basically all gate.
Yes. Yeah. And that is not our choice. We didn't want to do it. It's just a TEP requirement. The other changes at this level are in the loading area, which is recessed back into the alley. This is the door at the bottom of this stairwell, so the emergency exit door. And this is the trash enclosure roll-up that was there originally, and like I said, we failed to put it on there. We're eliminating a column. I don't know if that gets us anything on the east side.
Absolutely not.
So we're eliminating a column here. That's it.
The gate at the corner, I think, is fine. I mean, that just fills out that space. That doesn't bother me, at least. That whole middle section is kind of that's kind of hideous. Like that. Sorry, to use that term. It's just not pleasing.
Yeah.
Like that whole openness, and I think this was another thing that was brought up about the neighbors in that area having just because that's against an alley, you still have these neighboring properties there, and to make that still look decent, and now we have basically a slab wall. Tilt wall or whatever that would be looking like at that point.
Now the wall material is before we had the corrugated paneling going out to the ground in this area. Mm-hmm. The thought was at the ground level having that there for maintenance reasons wouldn't be, if somebody tags it, it's extremely hard to clean up and to maintain. We extended the same tile, the same sort of pattern tile from the top down in this area. So it's not just a slab wall. I mean, it's the other tile finish that we have on the building. It's just not the core.
What
the
we
core
have is different.
That's actually not.
I can't find what you're
saying. It's stucco. It's not a tile.
Oh, it's a stucco? Okay.
Yeah.
The
ephus is what's dropping.
Oh, okay, yeah. But it's still it's not concrete. It's
no,
that fin-
no,
it's got the
it's
finish.
A, it's a finished stucco.
Yeah.
And then so the white patches there, are they intended to be behind?
Yeah.
Well, it's easier to cover. The corrugated would be a problem because it's, you know, the jacking out.
But that's what this was, right?
Yeah.
This was the original.
So this is the original where the...
This shows our corrections, but were there corrections after that? Because I don't seem to have the page that you
have. We're just looking for an expanded view and what was provided, but... in the downloadable version doesn't have the...
Doesn't have the change?
It doesn't have... Well, it has... No, it doesn't, actually.
No.
So we're just
it looks like that.
It looks
That's
like that,
have.
But it has little green dashed lines around it.
But we don't have something that looks gray. We don't have that.
So you eliminate that column that's right where the door is?
Because if we
correct?
Do, I just can't find it.
Yeah.
And then, so the wall around it then becomes like a whole structural element is what it comes
so down to. This whole area is recessed. It's the loading area. So it from so there's two. So at this point here, it recesses back what 10 feet, 10-12 feet.
It's about 14.
14 feet. Okay.
So that's 10 to 14 feet back. That's not all the way out at the front.
No.
No.
There's still the recessed area.
The tile area is, it's at the alley. It's basically 5 feet back from the property line. But this is the facade of the building.
Right.
And then here, it recesses back 14 feet for a loading area.
So it looks still like this.
Yeah, okay.
What you were doing is filling that whole area.
Oh, no.
In.
No.
It might
everything worry. From here back is 14 feet back from the top, the orange top.
If you go back to the DP plan,
sorry,
the first floor, it'll read a little bit better.
No, I can see it. Wait. No, you have it. There you go.
Yeah, so you see here.
That's much better. I mean, that's not what we have.
Okay. So right here is up against the alley, and then it recesses back that 14 feet. So really, those door changes, you if you're right next door, you'll be able to see them. But from this angle, you're not going to be able to really pick them up. It's recessed like it was before.
So now with the roll-up door, what was it going to be? Was it just going to be like a dumpster in that recessed area? Or how was that? I mean, in terms of roll-up door, is it like something noisy and people are going in and out of it? And you have this, like...
It's the trash enclosure. It always, like I said, we should have had it on the first... It's always contemplated the trash enclosure would be there. Mm-hmm. So it'll just be on trash days. It'll roll up. They'll roll out the compactor.
Twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week. They'll pick it up.
So here's... I thought that was coming back out, so I'm filling up the outer space, but that's...
No, I'm obsessed. And then that's just further down the street.
It looks like... Go ahead and read it.
And I'll show that just so you see it on our development package. You'll see here, this is the orange tile, and that recesses back at 14 feet, and that's the trash room. So that's the roll-up door. And that is the black the single person door.
Stairwell exit.
What's that?
The stairwell exit.
Stairwell exit, yeah.
And it's just presented outside on the days that it's being picked up.
The trash, yeah.
And is it a compactor?
Yeah, there'll be a mini mag in there. It'll be roll out bins.
Okay, Johnny Birkenbein had a question in his email here about the service door added at the alley, so I'm going to read that now. So he says, the vehicular area outside the service area appears to have shrunk in width.
That would mean the alleyway?
So the
the loading dock area?
I believe that's part of it.
So is he talking about the garage or the alley? Vehicular. So it says the vehicular area outside the service area appears to have shrunk in width.
Did our loading zone shrink?
I don't know by much. I don't. It's
yeah. It's
no. I'm not sure whether it's referring to the alley dimension or
the
loading zone. But
I think the loading zone. Yeah. Same thing we were just talking about. But he goes on to say this combined with the larger service door increases concerns on how service activities, odor, noise, access will further affect the existing adjacent west property. Has further discussion on mitigation measures taken place with the adjacent property owner?
Yes, sort of. We've traded some letters back and forth, and we're kind of in the process of working through that. Now, this has none of this, the service area functionality has changed from our original meeting. I think we mentioned that the trash should be enclosed at the original meeting. And that hasn't changed. And I don't think that there's any. I mean, we also have a 5-foot space here that basically setting back 5 feet from our property line to create a little bit wider alley, which isn't required. It's just kind of a safety and just allows us some more room in this area. And gives more space to the adjacent property owner, but I don't see how we've done anything.
I've been a part of all of the changes, obviously, and that has not changed.
Yeah, none of that's changing.
So, can you just discuss the mitigation items in this area for us, please?
Yeah, I mean, this is all what we talked about at the last meeting. The trash enclosure was one of them. That if we have a restaurant in one of the tenant spaces, we're gonna have scrubbers. We'll have our vents go up and not into the alley. The mitigation that we agreed to discuss regarding light spillover, because our still as was approved, we're coming out of our top level of the parking garage, so the 22, 23 spaces will exit out into the alley, and we agreed to make that go one way to the north. There's a house here, and I don't know if it's an occupiable guest house, but there's another structure here. So the concern was light spillover into that. We've contacted the property owner and offered to do, compensate them for blackout shades, and we're willing to talk to them about those kind of mitigation measures. The reality is that the impact won't be felt here for a while, so we've got some time to kind of work those things out.
And then remind us of the hours of operation. So I know we spent some time discussing that before.
I don't recall any hours of operation. I think we're agreeable to, on the pool level, having them shut down at 10. I don't think it was a condition, but it's kind of a best practice.
What about limited delivery hours so that there are not trucks coming in at all hours of the night? I mean, because that's usually when restaurants get there. Get obscene hours of the morning and night.
That wasn't in our original approval. It wasn't something that came up. It's not something.
How are you going to enforce the one way?
Through signage.
Signage. Your experience doesn't work.
We'll sign it, I don't think there's any traffic controls planned for here, but it's a two-way alley, and so it's not, we'll direct them to the north.
Tire shredders?
No.
Revoking of
parking permit if you violate the one-way, no warning. I mean, there are all kinds of controls that you can put on your tenants.
Well, we got to remember the alley is two-way.
Yeah. What about the instant relocation of parking permits the second you go the wrong way?
I just think, you know, our property management team, I can talk to them. I mean, obviously, we lease these buildings. There's rules. People do tend to break them, and we tend to discipline them. Instant revocation of a parking permit, I think, is a little extreme. If you have signs and arrows saying right turn only, I think most sensible people will right turn only. Most.
I'd like you to spend 25 minutes standing in front of the district where there are 2 one-way streets that are violated. If you spend 25 minutes there, you'll see 100 violations.
Sounds like a good revenue source for the police.
I would agree with you.
Will that include striping on the exit?
Yeah.
Just the sign.
Yeah. We'll have the striping shown right there, and then we'll have signage as well.
Oh, that's actually indicating the stripe. I don't know.
Someone says a question. Do you wait till the end for the teaser?
We're on the west elevation, was my only thought.
We were
invited. My name's Scott Solter. I'm with NAI Horizon, and I've been asked to represent the property owner adjacent west, which is LBFR LLC. It's a family LLC. Family members are involved in the ownership of the property. We were asked to attend this meeting, which I kind of feel out of place because it is design review. We still have concerns about reliance on the alley for what is effectively commercial traffic. That's an UDC guideline as we understand it, that you can't do that. We are supporting the project. We just don't want any issues related to the proposed condition coming back to affect us later on. Because once that building's built, there are no solutions other than to look to the west for it to be solved. So we have some life safety issues about emergency vehicle access into that alley. We have a bunch of high-rises now that have been established along that alley. Unless one side doesn't burn, that could be potentially a life safety issue. And we're just concerned about anything that is perceived to be a problem after the fact coming back to affect my property owners. So that's, I don't think this is the right forum for that, but I wanted to be on the record for it.
Okay.
And I left an open bar to be here, so I'm going to go back to it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And I will address it. As I mentioned earlier, we have from the beginning and still will have 5 additional feet. But the alley's narrow, it's 15 feet, but we're next to our property, we're adding 5 additional feet of paved area, so that helps with the circulation in that area. It doesn't help further south, but and then as far as fire, and we've gotten sign-off from fire and environmental services on the width of that it's acceptable. So I think we've improved the condition in next to our property.
So the mitigation stuff that you're talking about is like that's some of the discussion you're having with his
client, yeah. Yeah, Sean Morey lives in California. We've traded some letters. I left him a message earlier in the week. But the mitigation really is for light spillover at this point, and so I mean it's on our radar, but we're just starting construction on it, so we've got some time to kind of work through it.
So is there any? So the 5-foot addition is basically that's the part where it addresses, you know, the ambulance movement and basically emergency vehicle, you know, passage. That's essentially the mitigation that's included for that particular concern?
Yeah, I can't speak to why we originally designed it. That's probably part of it. But what it does is it gives us extra space in that area for circulation. It's paved area all the way down. It'll sort of curve back up towards the sidewalk. But for the most part, the entire length of our property has 5 more feet than the alley provides on its own. It definitely helps with emergency access, fire access.
So is the alley 15 and then you have the 5 feet? Or is the
yes.
total 15?
No, no, no. The alley is 15.
That's about 20 feet.
All the way. So it's 20 feet total. Any other questions on the west side? I just wanted to put in a slide on the south. We're not making any changes. The only changes are what we talked about on the pool fence. And then we wanted to show the roof. This was what was approved, the amenity space. Again, the pool is in the center building. The surrounding buildings are just going to contain mechanical air conditioning equipment. And then this is our more refined pool design. Again, it's at the center. We've got access points. There's an elevator, stairwell here, and the amenity space has been shifted around a little bit, but it's basically just the same amenity space. The fences that you saw that were changed will be around this. They won't go on to any of the outer buildings. That's just the wall that surrounds the amenity space.
Is that more for safety?
The
wall. Changes to the walls on the that you just talked about?
Yeah, it was a glass, metal wall, glass inserts, and just doing the solid wall with the carrying up the material that's below it. Just thought that instead of having glass up there, it's probably better to have a solid wall that's a little more durable. And that's it.
All right, Kelly, were there any other comments from Johnny?
Nope, that was the okay. extent of the email.
Great. With that, Rick, do you have any other comments or considerations on this?
No, I'm just, would someone like to attempt to make a motion? So the two items that I understand were of concern were on the east side, the issue of the columns, and a desire to at least visually reduce the impact of the columns in regard to that facade. And the second primary issue on the north side was relative to the new retaining wall and railing. And basically, I believe it's not being asked that that be removed, but that it simply be softened up with landscaping. I don't really see any other points of contention other than those two items.
The corrugated panel reveals in 7, in the letter. It's spelled out in 7. Number 7 in the letter.
Oh, yeah. So that's,
I think those add a lot to the aesthetic of the building in terms of. They sort of mirror divided light windows in the neighborhood. And they keep the rhythm going the same with the windows. I'm pretty partial to them.
So what does it look like?
It's just smooth.
Yeah.
They get rid of them.
And remember, this all is the corrugated top. So there's that whole face has vertical lines running through it. And the thought was just more vertical lines was just too much. In addition to this whole glass element is another vertical element there. So.
I think we'll be getting quite a bit of shadow lines with the corrugated that will give it a variegated surface without the reveals. But I do see your point. It's kind of a judgment call aesthetically, but I think that we'll definitely get it. Won't look flat on that surface there.
uniform is a better word than flat. Yes.
Is the to the west, are there gaps that, is that the only spot where there were gaps, or are there gaps to the west also?
Yeah, that was the only spot where we really had those reveals.
So above the retail space toward the west there, there's like a wider section. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
That, so that is that wasn't designed to have the gapping in that.
Yeah, place. This was the original design, and it hasn't changed. So it's the new design. So the only place we had those reveals is over that that northeast corner.
So would you be opposed to putting the corrugated back?
Well, the corrugated is not going anywhere. It's still there. It's just we're taking out the little gaps.
Putting the reveals back.
Yeah, thank you.
I've seen this panel go up on many of our projects. When it's corrugated and not like a 2D drawing, you're never going to see the reveals anyways, because it's the shadow lines, like James is saying, it hides up.
I have the sample in my car. If you want to see the corrugated, I'll go ahead and get it.
It looks like a corrugated metal panel, but it's actually made out of ephes.
Yeah, it's about a 2-inch, 2 or 3-inch...
section,
yeah, like difference between the top and the bottom.
So it doesn't have like it's not like the sort of cinder block version with that broken face and recess. It's sort of like a smoother, like undulating pattern.
Yeah, it looks like corrugated metal, except it's ease.
Except it's actually a cementitious product. Yeah.
Like I said, I've got a sample in my car. I just forgot to bring the sample in.
Any other discussion?
I mean, I guess if it seems like it doesn't make any difference, then why not leave the gaps? And then if there is that, and it does translate, then it would be there.
I don't think it's going to read quite as strongly as it looks in the rendering. Once we get the corrugated up there, I think the shadow lines from the corrugated will read more strongly than the revealed will. But
especially if you try and force it in there, it'll look like a mistake as opposed to where it's uniform, because it's not a panelized system. It's applied in the field. It's an EIFS. So. And then where do you put these reveals, like in the front of the corrugation or the back? If it's the back, you'll never, even if it's the front, then you start to lose the rhythm and you separate it. I personally think it'll look like a mistake. I mean, it's not a...
Would it help to see the corrugated panel?
I'd say it can't hurt.
Jason, can you go get her some more?
He put three of them up on that wall. Like right next each other.
We have one little section, but it may help. The silver forum. It's across the street. Yeah, on the other side of the street. Out the front, and then it's in the
back.
Oh, it's in the back. Yeah. It's a big materials board.
When you said that it was removed, did you have a rendering of what is proposed?
When I said it was removed? So, these dark lines are gaps in between the corrugated panels.
No.
And that's how it was originally designed. And then we're just asking to remove the gaps.
I think it's
going to
look better with that.
Thinking
about like this thing. It's going to look more
uniform.
It's to the other. It will tie in to what's happening further to the west. It'll look identical to that.
And the corrugated material is along the top here, and it doesn't have the reveal.
Carolyn, what were you saying as far as the columns? You had kind of mentioned
possibly a structural wording.
Plan to obscure the columns, and that they would present that to you in email form in the future, unless you wanted to hold another hearing.
I think the word obscure implies you have to do something with them that maybe the architects might not be comfortable with. So I think, to me, it's just not as clean looking as the other, and I don't know how to say that in such a way that they're given a little bit more leeway to come back with something that really makes sense on that east side.
So there are always three options in this situation. One is that you approve the change. One is that you deny the change. And the third is that you approve with some sort of attached condition. Your chance.
Well, do you think the idea of cladding it in the same porcelain tile?
I mean, that's the hard part. That's why I was like looking at the, you know, the field review, and that's the,
same thing that's facing the townhomes, and then this vertical strip running up at the corner.
Right, that's the same material there as it is down below against the you know, the faces of the townhomes.
Yeah,
it's just that because it's set back, the rendering.
It looks a little darker in shape.
Because I think part of what we're missing is, because you keep referring to this end, but we can't see that end.
Right.
And so maybe it's a matter of how we're looking at it also.
From the other, actually we've got some. So here's looking north from, I guess, level of next. So that was approved, and then that is what...
But I think the problem with it at this end, mm-hmm. and yeah, maybe you're saying it's similar to what's here and we're just moving it around the corner, is I think that this really kind of mirrors what level is, which is a nice kind of across the street kind of thing. But as you're trying to round the corner, I think you're trying to tie that together, and I think it loses that with those columns. It just, I don't know, I just looks really pretty to have them. So I'm not saying that you have to have them, but I think that the transition isn't as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess in that same vein, like explore what you could do, pushing them back or something, so they're not like, you know, so they seem to go back into that recess space or.
Is that walkable space between?
The tunnel. It's like a little private entry with a.
So that's their.
But not in between the units.
Yeah.
So it's walkable in between the units.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I thought they each had their own.
They do. They do. It's segmented.
Here's the overhead of that. So here's the sidewalk, the entrance, and then the columns are here. But
so there's not a partition between each of those patios.
I don't think so.
No, there wasn't our other one. I guess not on this one.
So that's just a concrete stripe down the middle from the actual finish of the floor.
Mm-hmm. Those are. That's just accent. It's on a wall.
No, it's on a wall.
Yeah. Between the pavers, the concrete between the pavers. And these circles are floor drains. So these are the two columns.
Thank God they're not columns.
No, yeah. I propose that we allow them to come back with some renderings and we discuss it over email, and if they feel like we need to have a meeting, we can, but if we can resolve it over that.
I agree with that. All right. Seems like a reason. I'll make a motion.
I think I just didn't understand.
Oh, that was a whole bunch. I thought that was
there's no, that was just for the columns. It was just for the columns.
So, Carolyn, do you want to do a motion for everything else and then one for each?
Yes.
Or include that in the motion. We approve
everything. Well, I'm just doing that for this because are we denying the change or are we saying we're reviewing?
At this point, we're denying the change and then they come back with
the cleanest
idea.
Way.
Cleanest way. All right. I move that we deny the change as presented. Pending further review of renderings that resolve the issue of.
Pending.
I don't know what the.
Resolution of the design concern?
Yeah. No, I just want to put that one. I want to put that one out as a single option. You can review others. I'm okay with approving anything else. And I think that motion is second.
So that would be the motion for item number N.
Can I ask a quick question, please? Is it possible to deny it based on aesthetics, knowing that we
have done the
structures, columns, and we're digging right now? So, I mean, the footings are going to be going in soon.
Unfortunately, it is. They have the ability to do that.
No, I'm asking if they would change it to based on an aesthetic. You know, I guess what I'm saying, acknowledging that the columns are going to be there so we can proceed, but then we can figure out how we want to treat them.
Well, I can do that. They can vote it down.
We've done our best job at keeping the original design intent, and unfortunately, there's just some things that happen. And I hope everyone can be reasonable with this, and we'll work with you on a design solution, knowing that these columns need to stay. That's my hope and thought.
And you got to remember that the design happens before the engineering happens, and it's. I think we'd all prefer not to have the columns, but they are where they are in a place that makes sense for the project, and we're willing to go back and look at treatments to make them look better.
So we have a motion on the table to deny the proposed coordination adjustments relative to item M.
second.
And.
And, I'm sorry. As in Nancy.
Second.
I think there was more to my motion than that, Noah. Which was that the design professionals come back with recommendations for creating something more aesthetic than feasible.
The applicant.
Via email, correct?
Yeah.
Via email. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense as a motion?
My recommendation at this time would be that we end this motion and have one clean motion for the record, just to make sure, because we've had a lot of discussion that we normally don't have during the actual motion time. I would request that you make a new motion and address the items as discussed.
All the items. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hard for me to transcribe this motion without and properly catching each piece. So we could just have one clean withdrawal and place it again, please.
Just us all talking a little bit.
Yeah. You're talking about just for column, just for letter N, or are you talking about resubmit a motion for the entire project?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion that we accept the changes to
withdraw.
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
And restate.
Somebody has to second that one.
Second?
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I think you have to get approval to withdraw your motion.
I don't know.
So Robert's rules.
All I know is it's a short meeting. It's not.
So my suggestion might be accept all changes except for, and then talk
about. Right, I was
going to
do that.
But we we still have the planter. That was the only other issue, correct? That we were modifying.
Yeah. I think we came up with
right, but we just if we're making a motion. We accept it with that.
That's modified to soften with lines.
Right. I'm saying there's two points. Mm-hmm. One is the retaining wall, and the other.
And we make the request in the columns to allow them to be there structurally, and then come back with architectural features that improve them.
You can make your own motion.
You can just withdraw your motion or restate it.
I thought I did withdraw my motion.
You did.
Done. Now I move that we accept the changes presented by Hub Tucson 3, provided that the area along Speedway, as it relates to the landscape, retaining wall, be addressed per our discussion, and that the structural elements on the east elevation be re-examined and new renderings be proposed to the design review committee for their approval via email. Did I miss something?
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Rick. Any additional discussion?
So, the columns are going to come back via email with proposed changes to how they're going to fit. The columns are going to be there, though, essentially, is what this is.
So they're going to come back.
Okay. So the columns are going to come back initially via email unless the board then decides that we need to revisit it.
Yes. Would the committee wish to discuss the corrugated items? EFIS structure.
There's one neighborhood representative who feels strongly about it, and I would support him in that, but I also think that just there's two against two, so I'm not really connected to that particular element. But I would like to support him and something that he has expressed as strong.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Can we get a final vote? Voice vote, please. Approved.
Aye.
Brick?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to item number 4, future agenda items. Within the next few weeks, we will be reviewing an addition to General Benz. That would be requesting some facade improvements along University and the addition of an open patio area on the roof. That should be within the next 6 weeks. They're hoping to start, obviously, in the summer while the students are gone. It's not considered a major review because of its location and the main gate. However, we will request that there's some courtesy review completed. So you will be hearing from us on that in the near future. The next item, B, is for Pasqua. There'll be, there were...
The former Pasqua.
There's a new restaurant that is proposing to be going into that historic space. And there will be a minor addition along the eastern elevation. And that will be to expand the kitchen area. Most of that will be screened from the right-of-way. However, because of its historic standing in the community, we will be presenting that to you sometime, hopefully in the same kind of timeline.
Members, I go to
Louisiana
first.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. And with that, do you have any other questions on those two items? No? Moving on to number 5, call to the audience. Anyone? No one else is present? I call adjournment at 8:14 p.m. Thank you.